Blog Talk Radio.
God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. Glory to God. This is Ann Strickland, and we are talking today about your prosperity is paid for. Glory to God. I just thank you for tuning in today. This is an awesome time, an awesome season to be alive and well and believing and hearing the word of truth, because that's what you're going to hear. I just bless you for listening. I bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. Know that. Get that in your spirit. You're blessed and you're highly favored, because that's what the word of God says about you. So I'm opening up now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you and praise you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be part of this end time season, this end time wealth, this transference of the wealth in the name of Jesus into our hands to do the work of the kingdom for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for blessing everyone that hears this message. And I thank you, Father, that they will learn and hear and grow and be in agreement with your will for them to prosper. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Today, I'm talking about your prosperity. Your prosperity is paid for. And I'm getting part of this message from Dr. Leroy Thompson. Glory to God. You know, this is not a one-man show. When I hear or see or hear something that I think will benefit you, even though God gives me a lot of messages, and I have messages that I've spoken, and you can hear them or see them, or I have videos and all that. However, there are people who can make things plain and bring things and say things and do things and that I don't know or I hadn't thought of, and that's why he made so many of all of us, and we have different calls. And Dr. Thompson has a call on his life for money coming. Glory to God. And money came, and money is still coming to him. So I listen to him. I'm a partner of his. They're our partnership, and I get their mail, and I listen, and I learn. So, because I don't think I know everything, and I'm glad I don't know everything, because if I knew everything, then you would be, most people would be very limited, and I would be very limited in the name of Jesus. So he's saying this message that I received in 2013 made this letter. It said, your prosperity is paid for. Glory to God. And then his letter he wrote, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, I'm so elated for the opportunity to correspond with you this month. And here's where he starts. He said, let's continue pulling revelation from my book entitled Money Cometh to the Body of Christ. I have that book. I have all his books. In your quest to live the God kind of life, you must realize that your prosperity is paid for. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he eradicated poverty, which now gives you a right to be prosperous in every phase of your life. It means every phase of your life, your health, your wealth, your anointing, every phase. He says, let's look at Abraham. First, Abraham believed God. Romans 4:3, Galatians 3:6, and James 2:23. If you're going to progress in life and receive God's prosperity, you will have to believe and trust him. He goes on to say, when I was called, the preacher took a leap of faith for me to trust and believe that God would take care of my family and me, because I saw so many broke ministers, and we still have too many broke ministers. It was almost unheard of for a minister to live prosperously. But I believed God, stepped into his supernatural plan, and started preaching his gospel. As a result, God has blessed me beyond my wildest dreams. Ms. Strickland, in your quest to live in this Christian life, you must trust and believe that God will take care of you. You will have to do what he tells you to do, and only you know what he has told you to do. You may have some business, or you may have some business deal going. You may be in some career that you started without God's permission, and as a result, you may be experiencing unnecessary struggles. Now, you're going to have some struggles. And I want to stop right here. Over the years, I've seen people go into ministry when they should have stayed into their business, and they are failing at pastoring. See, you can be in business and still be a minister, ministering through your business. Let your business be your ministry, and let your ministry be your business. Everybody is not going to be in the pulpit, and I've seen too many pastors drop everything and go into the pulpit and become poor. And I remember this one pastor many, many, many years ago in the early 80s. He had a job. He was doing well. He was anointed. And he thought, and people encouraged him, that he should have a congregation. And this man went down and down and down. And it was sad to watch this progress. And he eventually had to go back to work. So there are people out there today with the same thing, struggling. Because they should be in their businesses. God has given them a special gift. And God has called them in that special gift to do the work of the kingdom, to help people, to serve people, to do things for other people. Everybody has a gift, something to do. But everybody is not going to be in the pulpit. Kings and their priests, as Pastor Poe said, he opened my eyes to great things many years ago about that. So God may have called you into something totally different, such as doing work for him. Until you recognize and answer God's call, you will continue to struggle. Jesus made it plain in Matthew 11:30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when you're in the midst of God's supernatural plan, the supernatural begins to kick in, causing situations and circumstances to line up and bless you greatly. And I see that happening, and I've seen it happen over the years. I've seen it happen in my life, and I've seen it happen now. How God, I wasn't looking for certain things, but I have this call on my life for financial prosperity. And God keeps opening up doors for me to the word and pray for people, and their lives are being changed financially as they obey the word of God. So I have to stay in my lane. And my lane is financial prosperity. I can pray for other things according to the word of God, and pray the word of God, and because I'm an ordained elder. But my main call is to preach the gospel to the poor. Luke 4:18 that he gave me in 1986. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And in most cases, the gift, when God has given you a real serious gift, when God has given you the gift, and wealth follows every God-given gift, you enjoy what you're doing while you're moving into the wealth. It's not like work. It's fun. It's fun. I enjoy praying for people and watching them move up financially. I enjoy watching people prosper or seeing people move, even though I might not have prayed for them, but I love to see people do better, have a better quality lifestyle. It, my daughter Susan said to me, as I've said many times, Mom, you think it was you getting in that or doing that or having that, but that's my nature. I love to see people do better. So back to Dr. Thompson. Secondly, Abraham separated himself from unbelief and would not allow himself to become discouraged or dissuaded, even by his own relatives. If you're going to receive the prosperity that Jesus paid for, you will have to remove yourself from family members and friends who talk against prosperity. This is vitally important because your thinking is going to be adversely affected if it is constantly bombarded with talk of lack and insufficiency. Some friends and family members will put the spirit of unbelief in your house, which will not allow you to enter into your wealthy place. Now God told Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I shew thee. Genesis 12:1. God gave Abraham specific instructions to leave his family and friends because he knew that had Abraham stayed around his family, his capacity to receive God's words and instructions would diminish. God's plan for Abraham and his family way of thinking contradicted one another. Abraham was getting ready to enter into a wealth realm that was uncommon or unusual. His family mindset was stuck on the status quo. So today I want to challenge your environment. Do you this question? Who's influencing your mind and spirit with words of doubt and lack? Identify them immediately and flee from them. Your future is at stake. You must realize and believe that Abraham's blessings belongs to you. Galatians 3:14 says that the blessing of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In the Bible, when God speaks to his people, he's speaking to you also. You have been adopted into the family of God. You're one of God's chosen people. God sent his Son that you might have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10. So therefore, when the word of God says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It's talking to you. Receive it. Receive it. So now that you know your prosperity is already paid for, glory to God, yes, you must execute your faith and do what God tells you to do in order to receive it. Start exercising, start speaking it in. Start putting your hands to doing and saying, whatever I put my hands to, I shall succeed and prosper. You know that. Whatever business God has given you to go into. And we're going to stop raising our children to say, get educated and get a job. We're going to start saying, get educated and go into business. And to business. And everybody don't have to even go into a four-year college. There are other schools and other trainings that they might have to go, might get in. And there are many people who have become multimillionaires who didn't even go to college. I never thought I would ever even say this because I was raised up, you had to go to college. If you didn't go to college, you were in serious trouble. But I've seen some differences where there are people who didn't go, who's doing much better than the people who did go and have these degrees. I personally didn't finish a four-year college. I went to Temple University Community College. I was secretarial. I'm an intensive secretarial training. That's what my certificate is. But God. I had jobs as the first black secretary in the Blum store way back then in 1951. Glory to God. I'm a retired business office supervisor, assistant manager, they started calling me, for Dallas, Pennsylvania, in the business office. I've been retired since 1988. But God, to God be the glory. He has plans for you. Great plans for you. So now that you know that your prosperity is already paid for, you must execute your faith and do what God tells you to do in order to receive it. So Abraham, we're going to follow his example. Genesis 13:2 tells us that Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. That makes it so plain. And he goes on to say, because I can say a lot about this, but I won't say it right now. He said, I'm so glad that the Holy Ghost did not permit us to guess what this verse was talking about by leaving out cattle, silver, and gold. He specifically tells us that he is rich in material possessions. I have news for you. There is nothing wrong with being rich in material possessions if you have your priorities straight with God. If you are truly seeking him first, then material possessions will come with the package. I pronounce prosperity and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 1:3, to come on you and your household today in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to repeat that. I pronounce prosperity and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 1:3, to come on you and your household today, March 5th, 2016. Now receive it and walk in your blessing. It's already activated. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray that you receive the prosperity of God that has been paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. You must believe God and separate yourself from negative thinking. If you are going to prosper, believe me, God has a plan for your life. So line up yourself with his plan and him, let him work for you in the supernatural. You can't do it like I did. You wish to, you he's going to work through you. He works through you. And remember, you are representing him. Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. His kingdom through you. His kingdom you'll be showing off for him. And now let's discuss this things, silver and gold and cattle and possessions. There's a large number of the body of believers who are sincere people who think that if you have great stuff and everything, that's materialism. Because I remember when I first started this years ago, this young lady said, well, Ann, isn't that materialism? You know, it's sad. It's sad. Because if you have shoes, if you have a coat, if you have clothes, that's material. But as a child representing Almighty God, representing kingdom, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, why shouldn't you have the best? Why wouldn't you want your children to look the best and have the best? Why wouldn't you want to have the best to represent your Father here on earth? That's what he says, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It be renewed in the spirit of your mind with a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, putting on a new nature created in the God-like image in true righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. And don't allow people who picked out a couple of verses out of the Bible to teach you that poverty is good. You're supposed to be poor. You're not supposed to be poor. Poverty is a curse. So my prayer for you today is that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I'm going to pronounce it over you again now. Pronounce in the name of Jesus prosperity and every spiritual blessing in heavenly place become on you and your household today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, 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 amen. And now I'm going to talk to you. Wait, before that, if there is anyone under the sound of my voice who has not received Jesus as Lord in your life, invite him into your life now in the name of Jesus. He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You can't clean up yourself. He will clean you up as you submit yourself, surrender yourself to him, and watch your life start changing, your spirit start changing. Because I'm telling you, I would not be in this world today with this world and the way things are happening and the way I see God doing and blessing people. There's no way that the enemy, Satan, would deceive me to continue to follow him. I'm so glad God drew me unto him with his cords of love. And he forgave me, and he's still forgiving me of anything I might do. I don't deliberately sin. But, you know, you lose it sometimes, anger or something. But that's why he's faithful and just. So invite him into your life at this time. It's very important. And watch things start to change for you. And I pray God will fill you with his Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And now, I want to introduce you to, or encourage you, as I've spoken before, God has opened the door for us, and I believe it's for the body of believers, to move in such a way, financially, that we don't have to struggle, struggle, struggle. Don't give up your businesses, because what I'm talking about now is one, you don't have to give up your business. You can have this because it's a home-based business. It's vacation travel. It gives you an opportunity not only to travel at such a discounted prices. My goodness, I wish I had known about this years ago. I wish I had had it years ago. Because the money over the years that we spent for traveling, because we did travel, I love trips. I love traveling the world and cruising and flying and whatever, driving, whatever. I was a stay-home mother that didn't stay home. God blessed us to be able to have vacations and go out and go away. And I tell people, even in the wintertime when there was really no place that you wanted to go, we went out to City Avenue Marriott, had a hotel out there. It was really nice, and a lot of things were going on in that area. And we'd go out there on the weekends. And it was fun, the five of us. My husband and I, our three children, we stayed in the same room because they were little. But God, but God has opened up a door now for children, for parents to take their children around the world, to see the world at a young age. It's called vacation travel. And the tax benefits for people who's in businesses. You need to be in a home-based business for tax benefits. I was just listening to Rabu Gary. He's an expert in teaching you about taxes and how you can save on taxes. And even you deduct so much money, you have checks coming in from the government. So look him up and look up his book. He has books. He's on the internet. He's a tax expert. Home-based business is very good, especially now in this tax season. It's amazing. The vacation travel, I recommend it because not only do you have an opportunity to enjoy life, you'll be making money at the same time. And wives will be able to stay home with their children and not have to go out to work. You won't get rich immediately, just like you're not getting rich now immediately. But go to my website, Ann Strickland, Strickland, .paycation, P as in Peter, A-Y. CATION.com and Strickland.paycation.com. Or you can go to AnnStrickland.paycation online, paycationonline.com. Or you can call me on 215-806-4879. And when you go to my website, you can scroll down and open up your free travel portal. It's free. Look, check it out. Sign up. You'll have your own free website, and you can book your own trips or hotels or rental cars. And then there's so much in that. There's so much in this, I can't even begin to tell you. And then there's another link that's been opened up. And there's the Platinum Travel Club. I would love for you to get into the Platinum Travel Club, which is very beneficial. Check that out also. But there are people who need to hear about this, need to know this, and will prosper. Because it's our time to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. It's 3 John 2. So I'm going to thank you for listening. You're blessed and you're highly favored. And Jesus loves you, and so do I. In Jesus' name, share this message with other people. Amen. Amen.